1. The philosophic concept of the I Am. Absolute primal causation in infinity, the philosophers of the universes attribute to the universal Father, functioning as the infinite, the eternal, and the absolute I Am. There are many elements of danger attendant upon the presentation to the mortal intellect of this idea of an infinite I Am, since this concept is so remote from human experiential understanding as to involve serious distortion of meanings and misconception of values. Nevertheless, the philosophic concept of the I Am does afford finite beings some basis for an attempted approach to the partial comprehension of absolute origins and infinite destinies. But in all our attempts to elucidate the genesis and fruition of reality, let it be made clear that this concept of the I Am is, in all personality meanings and values, synonymous with the first person of deity, the universal father of all personalities. But this postulate of the I Am is not so clearly identifiable in undeified realms of universal reality. The I Am is the infinite. The I Am is also infinity. From the sequential time viewpoint, all reality has its origin in the infinite I Am, whose solitary existence in past infinite eternity must be a finite creature's premier philosophic postulate. The concept of the I Am connotes unqualified infinity, the undifferentiated reality of all that could ever be in all of an infinite eternity. As an existential concept, the I Am is neither deified nor undeified, neither actual nor potential, neither personal nor impersonal, neither static nor dynamic. No qualification can be applied to the infinite except to state that the I Am is. The philosophic postulate of the I Am is one universe concept which is somewhat more difficult of comprehension than that of the unqualified absolute. To the finite mind, there simply must be a beginning, and though there never was a real beginning to reality, still there are certain source relationships which reality manifests to infinity. The pre-reality, primordial, eternity situation may be thought of something like this. At some infinitely distant, hypothetical, past eternity moment, the I Am may be conceived as both thing and no thing, as both cause and effect, as both volition and response. At this hypothetical eternity moment, there is no differentiation throughout all infinity. Infinity is filled by the infinite encompasses infinity. This is the hypothetical static moment of eternity. Actuals are still contained within their potentials, and potentials have not yet appeared within the infinity of the I Am. But even in this conjectured situation, we must assume the existence of the possibility of self-will. Ever remember that man's comprehension of the universal Father is a personal experience. God, as your spiritual Father, is comprehensible to you and to all other mortals. But your experiential, worshipful concept of the universal Father must always be less than your philosophic postulate of the infinity of the first source and center, the I Am. When we speak of the Father, we mean God as he is understandable by his creatures both high and low. But there is much more of deity which is not comprehensible to universe creatures. God, your Father, and my Father, is that phase of the infinite which we perceive in our personalities as an actual experiential reality. But the I Am ever remains as our hypothesis of all that we feel is unknowable of the first source and center. And even that hypothesis probably falls far short of the unfathomed infinity of original reality. The universe of universes, with its innumerable host of inhabiting personalities, is a vast and complex organism. But the first source and center is infinitely more complex than the universes and personalities which have become real in response to his willful mandates. When you stand in awe of the magnitude of the master universe, pause to consider that even this inconceivable creation can be no more than a partial revelation of the infinite. Infinity is indeed remote from the experience level of mortal comprehension, But even in this age on Urantia, your concepts of infinity are growing, and they will continue to grow throughout your endless careers stretching onward into future eternity. Unqualified infinity is meaningless to the finite creature, but infinity is capable of self-limitation and is susceptible of reality expression to all levels of universe existences. And the face which the infinite turns toward all universe personalities is the face of a father, the universal father of love.